What's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DDA, aka 509 Reasons. What's good in the hood, man? Man, back for another one. Check this out, son. So I've been having like a crazy like focus issue, brain farts or whatever, and every time I would try to record another episode, it's just like something gets in the way. And you know, it's the artist in you. If you're familiar with artists, you know, some of us are perfectionists with their craft. They want to give you the best performance, the best read, you know, just want to make sure that everything they do is on point, so that way whoever is taking in the, you know, the performance or the information, hopefully they will, you know, be able to comprehend, enjoy, or take it into the best ability, right? So I guess that's where I've been at with it. You know, every time I try to record an episode, it wouldn't stick for me. Like I would, you know, record and stop, delete, record, stop, delete. And we're just gonna go ahead and run this one through. Hopefully it sticks, man. But there's a couple things I want to touch on today. Something that's always been on my mind is, you know, the influence of social media. A lot of us are on there, you know, whether it be Twitter, Facebook. I'm sorry, it's not Twitter anymore. What it's called X. But how do you call the things? You call it X's or do we still call those tweets? Make it make sense, Elon. I'm waiting on you to figure it out. Lay off the drugs, though. X. Facebook, Meta, and then you have Instagram, of course. Instagram is the big one right now. Oh, or I almost forgot about TikTok. TikTok is, you know, behind me. Anyways, we have all these social media platforms, and with these social media platforms, you know, you get to share information, whether the information is, you know, something you could learn, something you could laugh at, you know, something to pass time. Entertainment, you know, things like that. That's what we got social media for. But it's getting to the point where we also have to understand the influence that social media has on us, whether it be positively, and in most cases, I feel like negatively as well. And we have to be honest. This also includes me. That's why every once in a while, you know, try to take like a social media break, because it gets too much. You could tell me if you're wrong. Tell me if this is just me. You know, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is reach over to your phone and see what time it is. Maybe check some emails, check some texts, whatever, missed calls maybe. And then you go on to Instagram and check out your DMs, check out your feed, and then from there, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes goes by. You go about your business, you go brush your teeth, go do whatever you gotta do, clean up. Before you leave the house, you check social media again. You know, it gets too much. I think we have to understand that. Addictions come in all types of forms, and social media is definitely one of them. Now, with that being said, I said addiction. Now, with the addiction, when I say you get too much information, some of that information could be false information. And why do I say that? So, when I first started school, I went to school to, you know, for broadcast, television studies, media studies and whatnot. And one thing that always stuck with me, this is stuff that probably we've also learned in grade school, and whether you can remember or not, when you're given information, when you're given news, you're making news, whatever, you have to have sources. You know, you have to have sources for your information, so that way your information can get checked. There's checks and balances, right? So typically what it was, from what I could remember, is if you have three different sources, knowledgeable sources, like reputable sources, you can deem the information to be true information. It could be true. It's a true story. You have three reputable sources, it's a true story. But the way things is nowadays, you can get stuff shared on social media, by the second. And with that being said, people could, you know, post clips of information and then you're going to take that as truth. The only reason I'm saying all this today is because there's a few people I just do not like, as far as like influential people. I'm going to give you one. One of the influential people I'd say is Jared Kushner. That's Donald Trump's son-in-law. He was, you know, he was handling like foreign affairs in the Trump administration. Did the Middle Eastern deal or whatnot. And he was, they did an interview with him back at Harvard. And I saw that clip yesterday, because that was going to be one of my topics today. Yesterday was the situation that's going on in Gaza right now between Hamas and Israel. And the shit that he said was so egregious to me. I'm like, see, look at this bullshit. I knew it. This is what I knew. As far as what he was saying, he was just confirming the stuff that I figured out myself. And I was like, all right, I see what's going on. Come to find out, I was like, the person who put this clip together, it looks so tailor fit for the shit that I believe in. Like, this is some bullshit that's going on. And I said, let me fall back real quick and let me go back to basic information, man. Who made this article? I mean, who made this post? So I went and did my research. I figured out who did the post. I was like, okay. I found their website. And then, first thing I did was go to the About Us page. Okay, I saw who was behind it. I was like, okay, this is interesting, because it seems like a certain segment of people, which I'll leave unnamed at this particular moment. And it just sounds, it sounds kind of sketchy. Kind of sketchy. So what I did after that was, because the in the About Us, it claimed to be a source for independent information. It's not coming from the media conglomerates here for clicks and likes or whatever. And I'm like, okay, it sounds good and dandy. So I went to go check out the different stories just to see if there's a different variety of stories from different perspectives, just to double check to see if they really about that. When I did all the checks, it wasn't checking for me. I was like, okay. So now with that being said, let's go back to basic knowledge, basic information once again. Your three sources, all right? So as I'm beginning to possibly rule this out, I went to go check out my different sources. I went to go Google Jared Kushner, Gaza. Come to find out from another reputable source that clip was tailor-fitted for people like me. People who are probably pro-Palestinian, not good with what's going on back in Palestine. The genocide that's happening with the Israeli military versus the people of Palestine, when it's supposed to be Israeli military versus Hamas. That's another story we can cover on another day. But right now we're still talking about information and how information can kind of shape the way we move. So after doing this research and seeing this other reputable source, I've come to find out that this clip that triggered me was just a clip and was taken out of context of what he fully said. Because as much as it's easy for me to be like, fuck Jared Kushner, the interview that was posted was taken fully out of context. It was taken out of context. And when I, found out though, what he really said, I was like, okay, I get what he's saying. Do I fully agree? I do not. But what he's saying, I understand. It makes, as crazy as it would be for me to say, it makes sense what he said. So I go to say all that just to say, we have to be careful with the things that we post on social media. I mean, I've been victim to it before. I'm a big stickler for telling the truth, saying the right things. Everyone is okay to have their own opinion, but when you're sharing important information that could affect people and the way they think, they move, obviously everyone's responsible for themselves. But I could say we're responsible for us and things that we share. It's cool to share the laughs, the giggles, or whatever. And at the same time, when it comes to important information like this, we have to be a little bit more cognizant. We have to understand we live in an age where for things to blow up on Instagram or TikTok, it has to be something that's just like egregious, and you know, people are just like here for the views and the likes. It's clickbait. That's the word I'm looking for. Clickbait. Clickbait is easy money, because we have to understand that these social media money, social media companies, they make money off advertisement. In order for those advertisements to get the bang for the buck, you have to have the viewers, and the viewers come through clickbait. We have to be a little bit more responsible. And we have to be a little bit more responsible, not just with the stuff that we share, and also a little bit more responsible for the stuff we take in. Not everything you see is actually what it is. We have to be a little bit smarter. We have to be a little bit smarter for us. We have to be a little bit smarter for if you have kids or whatever the case may be. You have to be a little bit smarter. You need to know how to make moves in this world. And the way things are just coming at us left and right by the second when it comes to social media, even news, because not all news is real news. I'm not going to say fake news like your boy Trump. But it's not all real. You have to be a bit more conscious about the shit that you take it in. Or you just going to be taking it easy like sheep, which is kind of their intent at this particular moment. So just be a little bit more aware of that. Don't get took by the fake news. You understand me? Anyways, man, let's switch it up a little bit. All my ladies and some of y'all guys who love to wear Shein, Fashion Nova, and all that good stuff for the cheap ski, watch your ass. So if you're not familiar, there was a post that I saw as I was talking to y'all about posts that might have information. Just don't be taking information for the free ski. There was a post I saw on Instagram talking about the materials from the clothes. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and play that clip for y'all.
Fast fashion is making us sick. And it's not just Fashion Nova. It's the girls' favorite Shein, it's Temu, it's AliExpress, it's Forever 21. Like, name a popular brand and it fits the bill. But Fashion Nova is the first big fashion brand that I've seen that has the Prop 65 on their website, letting you know that their clothes can cause cancer and reproductive harm. I thought that was cool, they warned people. And some of you might be wondering, like, what you mean? Like, what's in the clothes? What's in the clothes that's causing them to have to put Prop 65? Clothes are no longer made from natural fabrics. Natural fabrics are linens and cotton, silk, wool, leather, stuff like that. So the majority of brands today are using polyester or some type of polyester blend. And that's because polyester is really cheap to make. It's made from petroleum, but also it's really versatile. It's a really versatile fabric. Polyurethane is spandex. That's what makes up spandex. Fast fashion.
Yeah, man. So y'all want to kind of be careful about that. So with that being said, when I saw this post or whatever, I figured let me go ahead and do a little bit of research and check it out. And sure enough, if you check it out, there's a thing called Prop 65, which pretty much tells you all the things that you may encounter. What do you touch, the things that are in your household, things that you know, clothes and all that good stuff, electronics, stuff that might cause cancer. And it gives you the warning. So if you get a chance, you go ahead and search for Prop 65, and it'll tell you all these different things that, you know, may be unhealthy for you or even for your children, you know what I mean? So I know there's a craze with Fashion Nova some years ago, and the next big thing is Shein. Y'all just want to be a little bit more aware about that. I know we like the Chief stuff, and it looks good, actually. It looks great. And then come to find out, the shit is not good for us. So you probably want to be a little bit more aware of that. You want to be a little bit more careful. I know you want to save a little bit of money, but on the long run, you ain't saving no money if you got bills to pay in the hospital. You know what I mean? So be a little bit more cognizant of that. We're already in a bad situation as far as like the stuff we do, what we consume, the food we consume, how we drink, we smoke hookahs. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be a little bit more cognizant of that, because we could talk about the agenda, but that ain't gonna be for today's episode. But the fact that it's kind of interesting how all of these brands have been kind of marketed towards us, right? Fashion Nova went crazy. Who was like the main person of Fashion Nova, like a brand ambassador? Was that like Cardi B back in the day? I cannot remember. But Fashion Nova went crazy for a little bit, for like a couple of years, and then you start getting your Sheens coming out. That went crazy. Like, I did a pop-up in New York City working as a brand ambassador, and the lines of people who came through that holiday pop-up trying to buy Shein stuff, but I ain't gonna tell you that. Before we opened up the pop-up, we had took some stuff off the rack, put it back in boxes. I'm not gonna tell you it's because the clothes were unhealthy for people. Yeah, the same. I ain't gonna tell you that, but I'm just saying there was some stuff that came off the rack and went back in some boxes. So just know the information's been out for a while, so go ahead and do your research on that. And if you happen to have that stuff in your closet, maybe you just want to go in the closet and check out the tags to see if it has Prop 65 on it. And that's just not just for the Shein or Fashion Nova. If you happen to have somebody's clothes in your closet, check out if it has to be, you know, if it happens to be having the tab Proposition 65 on it. Just want to be safe out there, you know? Protect yourself, protect your loved ones, protect your children. Anyways, so that's all we have today. But in the meantime, check us out on social media. We got Stirring the Pot Talks on Instagram, STP Talks on Facebook. And, you know, check it out on YouTube as well. Streaming on all platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Check us out on all these platforms. And make sure you share it with your friends. And if you got any, like, questions or things you want to talk about, make sure you feel free to hit me up in the DMs. You know, if you got my number, you know, hit me on my jack. You know what I'm saying? No diddy. And and I'll holler at you, man. Peace in.